Yes, there's going to be a change in the weather, a change in the season. From now on, there'll be a change in me. I'm going to change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut myself. Good morning to you. Today is President's Day, Monday, February the 18th, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN for a program we call I Kid You Not. It's a talk show. We invite your participation. Get on the telephone and talk to us. Your phone calls are welcome here at 800-313-9443. So whatever's on your mind this morning, give us a call. Wherever you are, wherever you may be within sound of my voice this morning, thanks for joining us. You know, for the past couple of shows, we've been discussing a subject which is no exaggeration to say possibly the most important issue facing this nation since the founders first penned those immortal words, "We the People," and proceeded to give us the most profoundly written document governing the affairs of man ever conceived, some say, I agree, divinely inspired. And I'm referring, of course, to our Constitution, our beloved Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and that piece of paper standing between you, me, and tyranny in this nation, the Bill of Rights, which liberal judges would just love to get at and share to pieces. Now, if all this sounds a bit dramatic, perhaps maybe a little overstated, believe me when I tell you, in the next hour now, we're going to be revealing a sinister plot. I'm sure many of you listeners to RBN are aware of it. It's a sinister plot to ultimately destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America as we know it, especially destroying America from within. I don't think America could ever be defeated from without. If it's going to be defeated, and it looks like we're approaching that particular point in our history, it's going to be from within. I'm referring to a diabolical plan. There's no other way to describe this. It's a diabolical plan, infamously referred to as the North American Union. Now, you heard us refer to this the past couple of days last week. Spent some time on it. Conceived not by an elected Congress, no sir, not even consulted with, rather conceived by a group of individuals selling out America from within, known as the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. And its offshoot, the Trilateral Commission, a group of 300-some-odd, emphasis on the odd, power-hungry elitists, who refer to themselves as the best and the brightest, and believe me when I say they're anything but that. But they're energized directly from the gates of hell, hell-bent on selling out the sovereignty of the United States of America as part of a demonic scheme toward an eventual goal of one world government. That's what it's all about, as so well prophesied in the Word of God. Whereas elitists, they'll gain the power and influence over all of mankind.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you here. We're discussing the coming North American Union. Very, very important. Something that we should all be aware of. A subject that the mainstream media pays little or no attention to, because really we're not supposed to know about this too much. This is something that is supposed to take place by fiat. That is, by executive order. They don't even want to go through the Congress to establish the various rules and regulations governing this new world order, as I refer to it. It's all a product of the CFR, which is an RBN listener you're no doubt familiar with, and its offshoot, the Trilateral Commission, consisting of 300-some-odd power-hungry elitists. There's no other way to refer to these people. They're selling out the United States of America for their own aggrandizement, their own power, their own wealth, their own influence, for 300-plus people. And that's what's happening. We have to become aware of this. It's not something that we can just simply ignore and it's going to go away. They're hell-bent on selling out the sovereignty of the United States of America as part of a demonic scheme toward an eventual goal of one-world government. That's what they're after. We have a caller on the phone, John in Tennessee. Good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you'll have to excuse the background noise. I'm in the middle of a truck wash. Let me get off my headset. Sorry about that.
You're in the middle of what, John?
I'm having my truck washed. My truck washed. Anyway, what I'd like to say, Don, you know, I was at a website a couple months ago called worldparliamentgov.net. And I went there the other day. The website is gone, but if you will punch in worldparliament.gov, it will take you to another website called eParliament. So this North American Union is in, I believe, you know, they're in their end game. They're accelerating their intentions and their actions, and they're getting ready to implement this, my friend.
By 2010.
Well, I think it may, they're trying for something sooner than that, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't have...
But 2010 is the plan, and they're pretty good at keeping to schedule. But it could well happen, you're right, it could well happen prior to 2010, but no later than 2010.
We may see the coming elections be either postponed or just stopped in mid-track.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you're interested, punch in worldparliament.gov and it will redirect you to a website that is up and running where people are encouraged to participate in forming an electronic parliament. So get ready, America. Your nation's being stolen from you.
Well, John, I want to thank you so much for joining, adding your voice to this discourse this morning, because it's so vitally important. And it's happening under the noses of most of us, isn't it? I mean, the mainstream media is ignoring this story as if it doesn't exist.
Well, and, Lou Dobbs is actually bringing some light to it. But
He deserves kudos. Attaboy, Lou Dobbs, because he's on record as saying that this could mean the destruction of the United States of America as we know it.
I don't think there's any question that it will be.
Sure will.
What we can do to stop it, I don't know. We don't have the weapons that our government has, do we?
We're trying. I'm trying all I can do on this hour that's allotted me on RBN to get the message out. I was going to say wake them up. I do think that the American people are asleep at the switch. I think we could stop it. If there was a vast movement out there to awaken the people, the media is never going to do that because the media is under the control of the very people that are bringing this about.
Well, let me say this, Don. I have a friend that is former special forces in the military, and he assures me that the Chinese are training Mexican troops along our southern border right now. So, it is happening, and with our troops overseas, I don't know who we're going to have to help defend us except the veterans and the real Americans that are willing to take up arms like the Second Amendment calls for, and I don't want to see it. I'm not calling for an overthrow of this government. Let me make that clear. But it may come to a point where we have no choice.
Can I quote you Thomas Jefferson? Jefferson said that we may need a revolution in this country about every 20 years or so to maintain our constitutional republic.
Yeah, and Thomas, he said Jefferson. From the a bloody revolution, I believe, is what he called it.
That's
let me
right.
Give you, let me give you a quote from Thomas Jefferson concerning immigration. They will bring with them their principles of the governments they leave, imbibed in their early youth. These principles, with their language, they will transmit to their children. In proportion to their numbers, they will share with us legislation. They will infuse it into their spirit, warp and bias its direction, and render it a heterogeneous, incoherent, directed mass. That's Thomas Jefferson on immigration. I think these people, the founding fathers, were much, much wiser than we can ever imagine. They knew what was possible from an evil government. They had left it in England. And they did their best to give it to us here in America free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Don, we're surrendering it without one drop of blood.
And you know what? We're going to surrender it, John, at the ballot box.
Well, we need to do something to get rid of these machines then if we have any hope at the ballot box, because the machines are corrupted. They're corruptible just like the men are. I mean, it's bad enough to the thought of a paper ballot. If you can count the ballots, you can still control the outcome of an election. Ask any Teamsters union member in Detroit how closely the ballot boxes are watched in a union election. I mean, I've been involved, Don, where they've taken boxes and wanted to take them across the street to count them. We've had to force them to keep them there. Now, America's no different, I'm sorry to say. We cannot trust our elected leaders. We've got to force them to be on the up and up, and I don't know how we're going to do it, to be truthful with you.
Well, we're I'll tell you what we're facing. We're facing an unknown, an invisible enemy in a sense, because all too many people, I know that RBN listeners are probably pretty much up to speed on the CFR, its offshoot, the Trilateral Commission, but these are the people. This is the shadow government. This is the government. This, these are the people that determine who's going to be running for office.
Well, let me give you one more organization. It's a three-letter abbreviation, the CNP, which is the Council for National Policy, which apparently our leaders that we may or may not respect that go along with the churches and other leaders, unfortunately, many of their members are also members of the CFR. It's another group that we need to be watching, and that's the Council for National Policy. Supposedly formed the Council for National Policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I agree with you 110%. Unfortunately, the mainstream media will tell you that the CFR is a think tank. You'll have men like Thompson, who was running for president, who is a member. You have men like Richard Land over the Southern Baptist Convention, is a member of the CFR. You've got the other guy that did the Purpose-Driven Life. I can't recall his name. He's a member of the CFR. These are all people that are looked up to as a great hope for America. Let me assure, and RBN listeners know it, but tell your friends, the CFR's primary goal since its inception was to bring about a one-world government. There's no question about it. It is more than a think tank. It's a suburb.
Well, I'll tell you, John, where it goes back to, if you want to take it all the way back to 1776 is the foundation, is the beginnings of the Illuminati. That's where it begins from.
I agree.
I mean, we're in big trouble, and there's trouble right here in River City, and we have to become aware of it, and that's part of the effort that we're putting forth in this hour on this show, and I think on other hosts as well on RBN, is trying to get the word out that basically our government has been taken away from us. It's been stolen by the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, the David Rockefeller bunch.
Well, you know,
you sound like a broken record when we get into that, but go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Okay, Goethe, I guess a philosopher, I'm going to have to paraphrase his quote, but it was basically that the best slaves to have are those that believe themselves to be free. And that's what America has come to, Don. We've got flat screen televisions, beer and football. We've got home mortgages that we can't pay. Yet we've got, you know, we're living the life of Riley to hear the government. Everything's fine and dandy in the land of Oz. And what it amounts to is the majority of Americans are believe themselves to be free, but they are slaves to this government and to the money changers, to the central banks. The only one that made any sense, we've got to do something about the Federal Reserve. That's not the answer to all the questions, but our wealth is being taken from us.
You know, that's another subject that we're going to get into here on this hour, on this program, is the Federal Reserve. It's neither federal nor reserve. Someone once asked, and it sounds like we're digressing here, we're not, because you have to connect the dots on these things, John, but someone asked Ben Franklin when he was the ambassador to France, they said, Mr. Franklin, to what do you owe the prosperity of the United States? And he said, because we have honest money. We have debt-free, honest money. That's his exact quote. And now, if you look at your dollar bill, it says a Federal Reserve note. What does the term note connotate?
It's a promissory note. It's a debt.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
thank
John,
you,
have you got anything more to hang on?
I'll hang on for a minute or two.
All right, good. You got some nice thoughts there, John. Okay, get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. We have John in Tennessee on the phone. We invite your phone calls. Don Wayne with you. Be back in a moment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you. I have John in Tennessee. And John, we were discussing the coming North American Union, and also we touched a little bit on the Federal Reserve. People sometimes say, well, you know, you're drifting off subject or off point. We're not, because you have to connect all the dots to get the complete picture. So you go ahead.
You do. You've got to understand what the what their intent is and what their motivation is. You know, I'm living in the buckle of the Bible Belt. So, and I do believe God's word. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And I don't know how much clearer it needs to be made to people. You know, we've got people in our government, Don, that for years have been striving to take us to a new world order. I'll give you a few more quotes quickly,
sure.
I'll let someone else. John Dulles. Got an airport named after him up in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
In his book, War or Peace, he said, the U.N. represents not a final stage in the development of a new world order, but only a primitive stage. Therefore, its primary task is to create the conditions which will make possible a more highly developed organization. General Douglas MacArthur, he said, I am concerned for the security of our great nation, not so much because of any threat from without, but because of the insidious forces working from within. Bill Clinton, in 1993, USA Today, page 2A, March 11th, said, we can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. This is our doggone president. Strobe Talbert said, in the next century, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all. That's from Time Magazine, July the 20th of 1992. These are people that the idiotic Americans are electing to lead this nation that are free to surrender our sovereignty. And like you said earlier, man, America's asleep. It blows my mind why we are not getting these bums out of Washington while we're not forcing. You know, President Bush signed a bill recently that he said he believed to be unconstitutional, but he signed it into law anyway. After taking an oath to support and defend the Constitution, he signs a law into place that he said with his own lips is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. But he's our president. Mm-hmm. He's our commander-in-chief. What is happening to America? Why are we not more upset? Why are we not every day, everyone we meet, saying, your leaders are destroying your country. Your grandkids and your kids are not going to have a nation to live in. Why are we not screaming it from the housetops down? I don't understand. I'm going nuts here.
You know, John, after spending several years in the broadcasting industry, I've sort of come out of a semi-retirement here to lend my voice to this discourse. And I'm doing what I can, and I'm sure you're just by participating in talk shows and lending your voice to this discussion, you're doing what can be done. Now, we can't go out there and we can't change this overnight. It didn't happen overnight. We're not going to change it overnight. But there has to be something done. And the first step, I think, is an educational process where we can get out there, use this voice that we have to reach as many people as we possibly can with this all-important message. Unless we do, folks, we're going to be losing this once great, proud constitutional republic. It's just as simple as that. John, would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. And let me please beg people. You know, there's a talk show on the radio in every city in this country has got a talk show. They're begging you to call in. When they come across the topic that you can even skirt the issues and expose this new world order, this takeover, this loss of American sovereignty, the Trans-Texas Corridor, or anything else, do it. It's easy to get on RBN with people that you know agree with much of what you have to say. That's a cinch. Anybody can do that. Before it becomes illegal, folks, because they're trying to make it illegal for people like Don and people like me to have something to say if it's in opposition to this government.
It's called the Fairness Doctrine.
Yeah.
And the
open your mouths. Wake your neighbors up.
And if you think that by electing a Hillary Billary, Dickory Doc, whatever her name is, or Obama, or any of these liberal Democrats who are going to be appointing liberals to the judiciary and so forth, if you think that they won't pass, especially with a democratically controlled Congress, will not pass as one of their first highest priority pieces of legislation, the Fairness Doctrine, then think again. And then it's called the Hush Rush Bill.
Don, I appreciate it. I'll listen in. Hopefully someone else will call in. Thank you, man.
Well, we appreciate you. Appreciate you joining us. John, don't be a stranger now. Stay in touch with us. Appreciate your comments. Appreciate your input. John in Tennessee, thank you very much. And John has put his finger on so many of the important issues. And it's so vitally important that we, as a body politic, become informed. We can't walk around with our head in the sand pretending that all is well, pretending that we actually have a choice when it comes to these presidential elections, because truth be known, we do not. The CFR people, the trilateralists, the David Rockefellers of this world types, they're the ones who select who's going to be running. They don't care. They could care less if it's Republican, Democrat. That means nothing to them. Because what they do care about is that these people are all puppets on their string. Now, if Bush is out of office in 2008 and we have a new president, do you think that new president is not going to follow in lockstep with whatever Bush has done up to this point? Bush, to his everlasting discredit, started all of this nonsense with the North American Union back in 2005. Down in Waco, Texas. All right. Get on the telephone. What are your views on this all-important subject? The coming North American Union coming like a freight train. Don Wayne here. Call us. Get on the telephone. 800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you here. We have a caller, Rita in Colorado. Welcome to the show, Rita. What's on your mind today?
I have something that's topical, and it kind of goes in with what you're talking about. But the problem is you don't really connect why, you know. But I think a lot of the listeners maybe will if I bring it up. There's a situation right now in the news. I don't know if you noticed. Britney Spears is gonna got invited to meet with or get protection from Heidi Klum in Germany. So you know, we have this culture that Dr. Phil Nephilim was supposed to talk to. Britney Spears, you know, which is really freaking creepy for people like me who grew up in the West Coast and, you know, Christianity and stuff. But the situation we've got right now is there's supposed to be a culture that can help Britney Spears. I'm supposed to be in there, you know, and they're supposed to know, you know, we have support groups and we can, you know, get together and we don't all have to go to Germany because we're not getting exterminated by the people who breed by adultery.
Rita, do you have any comment on the North American Union for us this morning?
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. They are backpedaling. And a lot of the people you hear in the media, you know, and they'll talk about it like it happened, and it didn't happen. They didn't. Then Europe didn't happen either. I was in on stopping Europe. There's no constitution in Europe. There can't be a nation without a constitution. And so, you know, you gotta start getting it straight. But the people are coming to understand it's a racist cult that's taking over America. And by the time we understand it's a racist cult, the racists aren't ever going to take over.
Okay.
Because that's who they are. And they're showing us their pictures now in the news, you know. Oh, here's the Nephilim. Look, see what they do? They have two boys and one girl make a Nephilim together. You know, that's what their little zygotes look like in Britain. Look. And then, you know, they you know, we get cowpokes in the news, and, you know, you guys are the filth because you are the people that have to breed with cows because you can't breed with women anymore.
Well, we're a little off topic here this morning, Rita, but...
No, it's about racism, buddy.
Well, okay.
It's about racism.
Okay, but we've got to move along here. But Rita, we want to thank you for joining into the discourse this morning, and thank you very much for calling. Rita in Colorado. We must move along, however. Dan in Minnesota. Dan, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Two questions. What was the individual's name that's head of the Southern Baptist Church that's a CFR member?
Boy, that one, you mean that John in Tennessee was talking about?
Yeah, that was very interesting. I always thought the Southern Baptist
I should know
Church,
that name. I should know that name, Dan, and I simply do not. I'm sorry.
I thought he said Richard Hand or something, but I couldn't really make it out. But
yeah, I couldn't.
I've always thought it's such a Southern Baptist Church is Christian Zionism, not Christianity. It's all about Israel. I've there's probably good people. They're just being misled from the church, but. The other thing is the Trans-Texas Corridor actually being built right now in America or not?
Yeah, as far as I know, it is. As far as I can determine, ascertain, at this point, all the plans are in place. They're going to build it. It's coming up from Mexico. It's going to come up into Texas and all the way up to Canada through the Midwestern state, through your state of Minnesota.
Yeah,
right on I-35, right on up to Duluth and up to Canada.
You know how wide that
corridor is supposed to be, Dan?
Well, it's
four
to
football
lanes,
feet. Yeah, it's 400 yards wide.
Jeez.
That's how wide that Hummer is going to be.
It'll destroy this country because you'll be flooding this country every day with people. Well, eventually, this country will get to where the immigrants won't come because we're going to just fall to their level. And actually, that's happening in the cities where they've actually come there in droves.
Well, say, Dan, I was just notified by our studios in Texas. It's Richard Land.
Richard Land, okay.
Richard Land, L-A-N-D.
Okay.
Of the Southern Baptist Convention, I guess. Thank you to our studios in Texas for that.
Okay.
So it's Richard Land.
The only other thing I might say is for everybody who's down in Texas and listens to the Republic, get some pictures of that Trans-Texas Corridor if it's being built, and get them out there on the web. The actual picture's worth 1,000 words, and get those things flying around the Internet. I think that could help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, Dan, we want to thank you for joining in the discourse this morning. Dan in Minnesota, and he's talking about the corridor, this humongous project that's going to transverse the entire midsection of the United States of America, and they'll not only be bringing in commerce, but they're bringing in illegal aliens, drugs, you name it. It's just an awful, awful scenario that's being pictured by this SPP called the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. SPP is headed by three top cabinet-level officers of each country. Now, representing the United States, in case you're curious, Secretary of Commerce Carlos Guterres, Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Three names that we're all very, very familiar with, and so forth. Now, reporting in the June 2005, I'm still reading here from this Human Events website, from an article by Jerome Corsi. He's a very well-read and all of his works are well-researched. And he says, reporting in June 2005 to the heads of state of the three countries, the trilateral SPP emphasized the extensive working group structure that have been established to pursue their agenda. And again, the June 2005 SPP report stresses, the success of our efforts will be defined less by the contents of the work plans than by the actual implementation of initiatives and strategies that will make North America more prosperous and more secure. Don't hold your breath. anytime soon for that to happen. That's the premise that they'll tell, that they'll try to sell this thing on. It's going to be good for everybody, much like NAFTA. Ask the people in Detroit what they think of NAFTA. So what are your views on the coming North American Union? Get on the telephone at 800-313-9443. We're reading from this article by Jerome Corsi out of Human Events, and he goes on to say, in this very well-documented and researched article, reviewing the specific working agenda initiatives, the goal to implement directly is very apparent. Nearly every work plan is characterized by action steps described variously as our three countries signed a framework of common principles. Now, that's kind of an important statement. Quote, our three countries signed a framework of common principles, or we've signed a memorandum of understanding, or we've signed a declaration of intent, and so on and so forth. Once again, none of the 30 or so working agendas makes any mention at all of submitting any of these decisions to the U.S. Congress for review and approval. They're going to do an end run around Congress. No new U.S. laws are contemplated for the Bush administration to submit to Congress. Instead, the plan is obviously to knit together the North American Union completely under the radar through a process of regulations and directives issued by various U.S. government agencies. Wow. Mike from Washington, welcome to the show this morning. What are you, what's on your mind, Mike?
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. North American Union is not only is bad for all Americans and Canadians. I mean, we have already 40 million illegal aliens working in this country.
Okay, can I stop you for a moment, Mike? Now, that number, that's a number the government will not admit to. The government will admit to 12 million anywhere. They'll say a range is from 12 to 20 million. But you just stated the number of 40 million.
Yes, exactly, indeed, because, you know, their figure is always lie. You know, government always lies. And if whatever they say, we have to double it up, then you will get approximately the correct figure. And,
well, in this case, Mike, not to interrupt you again, but in this case, if the number I hear all the time on these various news stories and news reports and so forth is usually around 12 million. But now we're quadrupling that number almost because we're 40 million plus. And that's an interesting comment that you made. Where do you get that information from, Mike? Where do you get that figure?
Actually, from the Frostry Fridge, he has a program in RBN too. I mean, if you talk to him, he will tell you that we have about close to 40 million. I mean, they coming every day. I mean, can't you see? I mean, they show it even live on the Fox News that, you know, there's people coming. I mean, approximately up to 1,000 people a day coming into this country. I mean, you do that multiplication a year. I mean, about 1 million people comes every year. Just across the border, and then they have their own societies, and right away, their own groups. They help them to get a job without any social security, without anything else, and basically, we Americans are messed up as a result of that, and nobody cares for this country. Nobody, only. The RBN people and a few other stations, they care for this country, but 90% of people are like a sheep. I mean, as long as they have dope and sex and drugs and wine and alcohol, people are happy. And the 10% of population, like us, we are all are in charge, and we know what the hell is going on in our country. And especially Canadian Action Party.ca, Connie Fogel, she is the leader of the Canadian Action Party in Canada. They had a rally actually this weekend, and if you go to their website, you can see that, I mean, Connie Fogel, she said that they had rally, and at least they have unification, more unification in Canada, the people. I mean, if the people ask to go to the streets to show their support for North American Union, and the only way to North American Union is referendum. Referendum is the only way. But people in United States, they have no unification. We don't have unity. And because we don't have unity...
No, Mike, if I can add this, the nation is split in two, 48-48. And that's what the election's all about, going after that 4% of the independent vote, I guess. But we're split right down the middle. And, of course, Abraham Lincoln said a nation divided cannot stand. Go ahead.
Exactly, indeed. And as a result, we don't have unity in our country. The people, if all the radio stations, WTPRN and RBN and GCN and etc., all the radio stations that are care for this country, they do say a date. And we all go to the streets, 200 million people just walk in the street. Can they come and capture you because you walk in the street? No, of course not.
Michael, can I ask you your nation, are you native born or are you, what is your nation of origin?
I am a Persian American.
Persian American.
Yes.
You know, I sort of dislike that. I sort of dislike the hyphenated American. You're an American. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You're in this country, you're an American.
Of course.
Persian American or black American or Asian American or something? Why can't we all be Americans, Mike?
Exactly. You asked me where my native is, so I told you.
Don't be a stranger now to the program. We appreciate your comments. We've got to move along here. We've got other callers waiting, but we appreciate your input very much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, indeed. Bye-bye.
Bye. We have Thomas in Arizona. Thomas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Well, I wanted to bring up a different aspect of the North American Union that's not really addressed, and that is the fact that the vast majority of our armed forces are overseas, and that the United Nations troops number in the 3 millions in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wanted to bring up the fact that the United States is probably the only country in the world that would give any resistance to the New World Order. I mean, Europe, socialist, it's easy to have a European Union because they're all socialist anyway.
Well, see, the European Union is exactly what they have in mind for the North American Union. The two are exactly alike. Go ahead.
Absolutely, except for one small factor. You have many, many millions of armed Americans. How do you deal with an armed society unless you have some plan to disarm? And I see the plan to disarm as being these... Well, you got your United Nations.
Thomas, do you, in any of these debates, either Democrat or Republican, have you heard gun control mentioned in any of those? Now, I haven't followed all of them, so I don't know for sure. I'm asking you.
No.
If you followed them, have you heard the...
You will never hear gun control in a debate.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, because guess what? Too many people have guns in this country. They want to make it a non-issue until after the elections.
Okay, now here we're going to digress just a moment. Just bear with me for just a brief moment here, because this is such an important issue as well. We're talking about gun control, and any tyrant, before they take over a nation, of course, that's the first thing they do. Hitler's a classic example. But there was a Soviet pilot who defected to the United States, and as part of his debriefing, they said, well, now, as far as you know, has the Soviet Union any contingency plans for a preemptive first strike against the United States of America? You know what his answer was, Thomas? Okay. His answer was no, and they said, why? And he said, because they've got too many cowboys with guns running around. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine. Well, another thing is, you know, they're going to stop production of ammunition, civilian ammunition, within the next 6 months. You know, a lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, no ammunition.
Clinton had that. Clinton had that plan. He had that plan. You know, either that or they're going to have ammunition that has a shelf life of, like, what, 3 months or something?
3 months. Well, yeah. Another point was the militarization of our police is an issue because, you know, and eventually their plan is to even disarm our own police forces. So, well, once we're...
Do you have anything else to add, Thomas? We've got a break coming up here. You want to hang on or...
I can hang on.
All right, fine.
Thanks.
All right, Don Wayne here. I kid you not. We have Thomas in Arizona on the line. Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Tell us what's on your mind. Back in a moment.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you here in the waning moments of our program on this President's Day, 2008. And we have Thomas in Arizona. Thomas, you were saying.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Oh, where were we? North American Union, that's right. Well,
Wherever you were, pick it right up, Tom.
Well, let's pick it back up. We're militarization of the police, which, you know, I mean, the Military Commissions Act. Kind of a slip through. You know, people really don't pay attention to the things that they need to. And, well, I see the big factor is going to be maybe we're going to have another 9/11 like event, because we got to keep the people in fear of the
God forbid that be the case.
But they've got to keep the people in fear, and as soon as the people start waking up, they're going to say, "Oh, we better do something because they're waking up. Let's put them back to sleep."
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be a forced merger that, people are going to say, we have to have, a unity between the North American nations because of...
Well, see, if I may add this little to what your point is, which is a good, strong point, Thomas, but you know what? I think that's what this illegal alien problem, part of it, is there's chaos, really, if you want to be honest about it. Of course, you're down there in Arizona, you know that.
Absolutely.
But there's chaos along our southern border, and where there's chaos, they can come in with the promise of a new world order, as I call it, O-D-O-R, or as they call it, a new world order. But it's all it amounts to is, all it is, it's eventually all leading up to one world government,
absolutely,
one world religion, as has been prophesied in the Word of God. Go ahead.
Absolutely. That's the bottom line. Boy, I had a big one. I was going to say something.
Hey, I hope
you know
what? I hope you call.
Remember.
I hope you don't forget it.
Remember, order.
I did not want to interrupt your train of thought there, Thomas. Go ahead.
It's about order out of chaos, but you have to bring the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had, we really didn't have chaos. We moved along, and every now and then they'd bring up some chaos, and it's a conditioning factor. But now they're going to step it up as high as they can and bring as much chaos as they can so that they can provide the answer. Crisis, reaction, solution. Simple.
Now, whereabouts in Arizona are you located, Thomas, if I may ask you something?
Right here, I'm in Black Canyon City, and I've got a short story for you. I was in my shop in Black Canyon City, and I was up late working on the computer, and two tour buses that appeared to be coming from across the border stopped in my parking lot. It's a big parking lot. And up underneath, a few Mexicans crawled out from underneath the cargo bay. Mm-hmm. The guy came out of the door and knocked on the door to let them know they could come out. They came out, a few minutes. I got pictures of it all. And then they left. I went out there, and no offense to anybody listening, but there were urination spots all over the parking lot.
Why?
And I'm pretty sure they were just, running illegals up in the bellies of the buses. And so it is prevalent, and it does happen, and we need to deal with it.
Share with our listeners, myself and our listeners, if you will, briefly, mm-hmm. What, if anything, can you see that's happening? There's no National Guard down there. There's no fence being built. But what can you see, if anything, is being done to prevent this nonsense?
Well, there is a feigning of legislation.
Whoa. Oh, we're out of time.
Okay.
But, Thomas, I want to thank you so much for joining us here.
I'll call you back tomorrow.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay. Bye.
Don Wayne here, and we're trying to, in an hour, which is not that much time, get so much information out there, and our callers are so helpful, and we appreciate that. But what we're attempting to do here is to get the message out that this North American Union is coming. It's going to happen. So we'll see you again tomorrow. Don Wayne here, and I kid you not,